Yeah, so we talked about the dates because Christmas falls on a Sunday. It's kind of tough to get teams to pull out from their location on a Christmas day. So we elected to back up just a couple days so to get that Thursday and Friday, the 22nd of December and the 23rd of December. Unbeknownst to us, that's actually been a good thing. We did compete with a few big tournaments post-Christmas. But going to pre-Christmas, we don't seem to have as many that we compete with. So we've had some teams jump on board already. Of course, we have our home team, Caldwell, who is the host team. So Biggersville, Mississippi, most people will remember them. They won both their games up here and had that overtime game that was down to the wire where they won on a last-second tip-in. They're coming back with their boys and girls, and they're actually both playing in the current Mississippi 1A state tournament right now. Of course, Mississippi's got classes, so they have a 1A through 5A champion. But I feel like Biggersville boys will win that. I'm not sure about the girls. So, yeah, Caldwell, Biggersville, and then we picked up in all the Twitter interactions that I'm doing with coaches and teams and just promoting us out there for the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, I had a team from Florida call me and ask could they get in. So we talked a little bit about it. I checked them out a little bit, and they've got a what they believe just in researching that's one of the best 20. Let's see, he'll be a junior next year, so one of the best guards in the state of Florida, kid averaging 30 points a night as a sophomore, and then they have a freshman guard that's that they think will be, you know, a top guard in the state as well as he ages. So he'll be there too. So they're guard heavy, but they're coming from Bradenton Christian, Florida, all the way to Princeton, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited about that. First time to ever have a team from the state of Florida. Usually folks are trying to get to Florida and they're coming to the bluegrass. So that's exciting. Some of our most top teams, Fairfax Christian, Virginia, they're going to roll in with a couple D1 kids, a kid with a Virginia Tech offer already, and then other people are looking at him even right now. So Fairfax Christian, Virginia, which is cool again because that's a state we've never had a team from. So that'll be Florida and Virginia for the first time. Well, and to back that up, we have our first school ever coming from Georgia. Not sure why we've always missed on Georgia, but have just never been able to get. Well, there is a huge tournament in Georgia, and a lot of Georgia teams stay home to play in it, which is reasonable. But anyway, it's McDonough, Georgia, and they're coming from like 800 miles away. So Virginia, Florida, Georgia for the first time ever. Now, McDonough's good. Matter of fact, they're real good. They're number one right now in the state of Georgia in 4A and like number eight in the state of Georgia. And Georgia is a very high-quality basketball state.